Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Very glad to join you. Two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fist clip. Face and get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs it is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be perfected and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out the truth. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Rome's one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Last year was a horror, but life goes on. Bumping my head against the wall
smash them hell of a kid. As if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, paying my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they stuck living blinded. Hennessy got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, what's that car thinking? Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go. Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch the snake. Tell Satch that I love her, but it's hard to date. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was time go by, puffin' on lies. Hoping that it gets me high, gotta live it going crazy. Running up the hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to build. Cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, baby, I entered the game. Look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama's face. When I gave her the keys to her own house, this your land. Your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people, do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb, told me nigga get paid. No one can understand me. The black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now packing heat, I run the streets, a young runaway. Live for the day. When he die, I can't say. Come on. Time goes by, fucking no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta never go crazy.
For my stress, this money's like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on straight, making money cause it's earned. Making money makes a difference day by day, so it's gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle called fighting to live. No matter how hard you try, if you death, you gotta die. I'm out of mind. Peers didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers? I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind. And I find you ain't gotta be in jail to be you.
You ain't gotta be in jail. Remember this too.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy.
I
feel crazy. Time goes by, puffin' no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy.
Feel
crazy.
Smoke half an ounce to the head. Chop the top.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie.
Lamb, grand, Buddha, all that shit. I'm fucked up in this motherfucker. Hennessy don't help. And Hennessy don't help. Tell the passion this motherfucker. Machiavelli the dog. Put it down to the fullest. Maximum overload. 3-day theory. Illuminati to your body. With the impact of a 12-gauge shot. Double eyes slugs. No love. Straight love. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail cell. One time for my niggas doing life from hell. One time for my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas on the run.
For my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas
living broke. One time for my niggas living broke.
One time for my niggas in the
puffin' on
jail.
One day forget me high. Troublesome nigga. Troublesome 19, motherfucking 96.
West side.
Let it be known, nigga. Boss of all bosses. Machiavelli.
Minutes and methods, taking me a lethal weapon, making niggas die. Witness the breakfast and perfections. Can you random shot. We all die in the end, so advance we dwell. I was all about my ends, both friends of all. Me, a born leader, never lead a block without my heater. Got me a dog, a nigga, my bitch nigga heater. What could they do to me, a little brat? Shit, the niggas that shot me and still terrified, I beat they ass. How can I show you how I feel inside? We outlaws, motherfuckers, can't kill my pride. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after them gone. Cause they fear me in the business of form. Let it be known, them troubles.
To the bullets, spitting bombs and bullets. We trouble. Y'all know what time it is. Call the phone police. They can't stop us. Niggas run the streets. We trouble.
Cutaways, my mentality is ghetto. A gorilla in this criminal war. We all rebels. Death before design. I bet I bomb on them first. Niggas knew we came for murder. Pulling up in a hearse. West side was the war cry. Busting on freely, screaming fuck. All y'all niggas in Swahili. Black and fresh out of jail. I ain't going back. Release me to the care of a heartless trap. Say my name 3 times like Candyman. Bet I roll on your ass like an ambulance. I'm so survivor. Learn to get high and full drive-by. Burn my phone, can't control my nine. Hearing thoughts of my enemies, please, please. Bust the ass motherfuckers tried to flee. Picture me letting this jump survive. Ran up on his ass when I don't die. Cause I'm drunk.
Young, strapped, and I don't give a fuck. I'm hopeless, I live a dub life, lose my focus, baby, I'm troublesome. Bad boy killer, there is no one realer. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw. Outlaw.
Murder, murder, my mind states, it ain't changed, it's my last rhyme. The crime rate ain't declined. Niggas busting shots like they lost their mind. Like 25 to life, never crossed their mind. Tell me young nigga never learned a thing. Dead at 13, cause he yearned to bang. A lot of powers, but how could I cry? Try to run a little nigga, eat to stop or die. Mercy is for the weak, when I speak, I scream. Afraid to sleep, I'm having crazy dreams. Vivid pictures of my enemies, family ties. God forgive me, cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. He to take me in heaven and understand I was a sheep. Did the best I could, raising insanity. Or send me to hell, cause I ain't begging for my life. Ain't nothing worse than this earth ass hopeless life. I'm troublesome. In your wildest dreams, you couldn't picture a nigga like me. I'm troublesome. I don't give a fuck. I'm troublesome. Like my nigga Napoleon said, nigga. Somebody gotta explain why I ain't got shit. I'm troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all boss. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein, Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bo Diddy. We ain't fucking around. We trouble. Hey yo. We trouble.
Hey, Suge, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was gonna do? I was gonna start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see them binoculars, nigga. The binoculars.
Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, cause it's gonna be a long one. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, in the squad, it's gonna be some real motherfuckers and it's gonna be some pussies. Now, the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies gonna be the niggas on the floor bleed. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say they're your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies that say they're true, but in real life, some niggas are be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with, cause the shit get wild.
y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Y'all tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas hurting me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga, scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. Count up, my mama told me when I was a thief. Such a bitch, motherfucker, why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit, that's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like I'm Southpaw, you get left. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased to be another moment falling as a bee. I'm gripping grab and I start again. Eternally I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
No heart for the fight. I mean, I was in every hand. Then about five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
So much pain to some niggas it hurts my guns, but if you ain't one of us, it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole in fly mode. I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0, get your lights on, the fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'ma G to this until the day I'm gone. That's regardless. Ride by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail, pay bail. A niggas out now, throw up your hands if you dubbed out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell a cop to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look inside the heart.
No heart for the fight. Everybody know one nigga's drinking. Every weekend get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always wants to fight.
Ain't no heart for me.
No heart for the fight.
Engaged in making money in the 50 states. Keep your mind in your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol close in hand. Convinced that this is my year like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, open fire or bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thugging is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break? Only jealous ass powers cause they evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent cause I've been sick, the heart for me.
No heart for the fight.
Going on.
payback. I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max. Knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance. It's all over now. Take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play hate on my shit. To eat a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Nigga, against all odds, over my third motherfuckers, no. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Nigga, against all odds, up in the studio getting blown. This is the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and he known for blasting. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine. On everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come. Gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blowed. This is the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Y'all know. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shit he did to did. So we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly. It was written, nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So what's a hostage now? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You seen too many movies? Blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all lies, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all lies, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my niggas. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you.
Let's go. Get out of here.
It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all odds. Yeah, who the fuck is gonna touch me or match me? I know you motherfuckers think they forgot. Me and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You
Free them all, live and direct, Brother Chapman.
Chairman, you on? All right.
I am proud to introduce Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton of the Illinois Black Panther Party.
And this is what it feels like.
Bring them all live and direct.
Here's a live and direct. There you go. Yes, indeed. Okay, okay. Let's get good in this end, bro. You ready? Yep. Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Y'all know what this is, how we do this, y'all. Get locked in Littlefield episode, y'all. Let's, okay. Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. August 4th, 2022. Let's get ready to make history. Let's get ready to continue to make history, take history, and tape history. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, here, Intellectual Radio. Coming to you live and direct. Coming to you live and direct. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. This is a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Okay, I got to call up my intro. Again, let's try this again. This is a weekly program hosted by the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. Moving and grooving, y'all. Things are moving and grooving, y'all, in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Y'all can't take a pause to the calls and get those numbers locked and loaded in your memory banks. 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in. Also, 708-223-8953. Feel free to call in. In fact, feel free to cub in. Feel free to cub in, y'all. Got a lot of things on that. A lot of things that are happening. Moving. Lenin assessed it would take people 20 years to learn ordinary times. It would learn in 2 years of revolutionary times. So, the comrade, give me a heads up if we got that link that's supposed to happen today. If that link is happening, we're supposed to intertwine the shows. Flacco, you know, did that work out?
I sent the host link for him. So I'm waiting for him to come on.
Yes. Okay. All right. We're gonna tell you another show. He's gonna call in. He wanna ask a couple of questions. And in fact, ironically, it may work out good because it's a relevant case. Well, all these cases are relevant, man. Because again, you know what I'm saying, we say because everything is political, man. But in particular, case. And we touched on last week, but just so happened to be this case, who's sitting to call in now, with his audience, with the respective audience, they tell you how things work out. The Georgia, Atlanta area in particular, is very familiar with them, so we want to try to seize the time with that. So y'all bear with us, excuse me, y'all cub with us. Y'all come with us. We'll work this thing out. Powers to be free of all these pieces. You as well, my sister. I sent you Facebook. Congratulations. Okay, guys. How your child is doing. Dana, keep us posted. Namesake, I see you. Free of all in the building. That's what it is. Joshua, my man, Bones in the building. Love and respect. Karan, I see you. Free of all. We coming in. You know what I'm saying? We got... Young people tapping in was on Instagram. Good brother Gail Jones, my brother, I see you. Right on, my brother, man. Free of all love and respect. Yes, indeed. Always good to see you in the building. Y'all see my voice a little gone. The spirit ain't gone. 318 Stephen, I see you in the building. Right on. First Sergeant Darby, okay. Darby, right on. Free of all. Right on. Welcome. That's what it is. Okay, yeah, okay. I just seen a comment. China shuts down bank accounts. Okay, get bring us to speed. Give us a little info on that. Yes, indeed. few things we want to, we're going to touch on. Definitely, let me get this out of the way. Tomorrow, we need all hands and all paws on deck, y'all. We need y'all on deck. We need a volume. Someone said volume is not clear. Where we at? All on speed. Okay. On here. Okay. Okay. Let's try this. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Settings. Okay. Maybe something like that. Okay. In the StreamYard, let me know if y'all, give me a heads up if y'all can hear me in StreamYard. You know, y'all can hear us over here live and direct on Instagram and also here on Facebook. You know, we definitely on live and direct here on YouTube and so many other outlets here, Intellectual Radio. So give me a heads up, make sure y'all can look so much there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Thoughts of on global warning. Let's definitely want to touch on that global warning right on. Okay, we want to touch on that definitely. I can feel the need for that question. Literally, we can feel it, you know. Global warming. We'll talk about that. Conrad, give me a heads up. We got our brother in Atlanta, his father, give me a heads up when he's tapped in with us. Any other callers?
He's on the line. Okay, let's go straight to this here.
Don't let me forget. We're gonna touch on global warming. We're gonna touch on the case in Oaklawn, the south suburb, Illinois. The Palestinian community, the young man, I think he's 17, 18 years old, and their response, and the Palestinian people's their response, right? You know, what happened when the police beat when the police beat him, and how the community responded. What's the status of him, of his case, if he has a case or not? Not just the media. Were there any flyers put out for the community came out? Were there any sidetrack and discussion? Like, you know, were there questions? Well, is he in a gang? Is he this and that? How did the community immediately respond? You know what I'm saying? Immediate response. Yes, indeed. My brother. Okay, so bring him in. About party, historic landmark. Yes, indeed. We are so proletarian revolutionary intoxicated, though he cannot be astronomically intimidated. In other words, we do have people for this upcoming August 30th, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, some, you know, to the forces that have been consistent with this here. You know, Jones, I want to get back up there to the council, to the village, you know what I'm saying? I want to give like an official appreciation to all, you know what I'm saying, the yay votes on that, you know what I'm saying, the people in the community, and also this ongoing work, you know what I'm saying? We want to continue to make history, take history, and tape history. Got to hold the committee that been consistent building for August 30th. Hey, we gonna be we gonna up the annual guys and chairman free on international phenomenon. So y'all make sure y'all put that on y'all calendars. You know, we had them flyers ready to roll next week again. Hey, it's gonna be phenomenal. We're gonna be at the Chairman Fred Hampton Aquatic Center, you know what I'm saying? Right there on Fifth. It's gonna be up the chain. We're gonna give y'all more details before we cut out. We're gonna start right there. We start at every year, out west, ground zero. 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way, and we going to the wall. And we coming to the historic, and as my brother just said, historical landmark. Again, let me say this again. Historical landmark, 804 South 17th Avenue. The world is watching. We're right there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take it on down to that site now, saying we're going to party with a purpose, man. We're going to put the political political pills in the applesauce, man. So, again, put on y'all calendars. Make sure August 30th, don't y'all forget that. August 30th, we need y'all on deck. Guess who's going to be hosting? Chico Bean from 85 South going to be hosting. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? And I know my young guy, DC Young, and the whole 85 South crew. Carlos, they may pop up on us, but Chico Bean said the host. I can't commit to them. I think DC has just seen some family pictures. He has a new introduction to the family. And I just want to say this time we have children, you know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, I know these are test times, man, but see, you know, life, you know what I'm saying, you know, happening. It's a spark, and sometimes I be conflicted. You know, I say, damn, you know, to come in this society, man. You know, we gonna fight for them. As Field Marshal George Jackson said, we are not only. So when you look at these children, these new babies coming in the world, y'all. Remember, Field Marshal George Jackson said, we are fighting for the unborn, the living, and the dead. And also, we can't mention, we're talking Field Marshal George Jackson, y'all. This is historical time right here. We talking about August, not only that, man, the holidays weather-wise, political climate, y'all. I know y'all talking about this whole thing about Black August on and so forth, but dig, man, August 7th, man, 1970. I'm trying to go check out what happened August 7th, 1970. You know, so what happened? What happened in Marion County Courthouse? August 21st, 1971. What happened in San Quentin Prison Yard? You know what I'm saying? August 17th. Who was born, you know what I'm saying, in Jamaica? You know what I'm saying? August 30th, who was born that day? You know what I'm saying? Man, run them down like that. Go check them dates out. Meantime, between time, man, just come up, bring our call in, too. Let me know who we get. Bring our call in for us if you can.
Okay, Fremont, we got Mr. Chambers, who is Dollar Field's father, and his cousin Felicia. Live,
Fremont. Welcome to Fremont Radio. You briefly, I think, just make sure I'm correct, Chambers, Dollar Bill's father. I think we had you on briefly last week. Who else do you have with you now?
Who else? It's
with you now?
Tanisi.
His niece?
His cousin. Cece.
Yeah, that would be his cousin. Cece?
Yes.
I think his mother's online. Okay, right. Okay. Okay, one second.
We got quite a few.
We're on the airways to Marshall and Dredd. Let me know y'all still hear me. Hold on. Can Instagram, can y'all still hear me? Y'all forgive me. Can y'all?
Yes.
Somebody, Okay, my guests, y'all can hear me. Everybody, we got you on different social media outlets, too. Somebody on my Instagram, let me know. Give me something. Don't try to talk to me. Hit me live on Instagram. Okay. Now, forgive me, I said I lost my voice again. Okay, officially welcome y'all to Fremont Radio. This is we have an international listener audience, And there was another brother we intended to tag team with, have on here with us. He's based in the area of, I think if I'm correct, I think he's in Atlanta, but that area in particular. Thank you, bro. Yes, sir. Y'all forgive me. I know I usually don't have no commercials on these cups. I think it's coffee. I'm trying to get this coffee. What's this? That's on the camera. Yeah, right on. I want him on. He might call in too, and it'd be right on. He called in because I want you to give us a background about Dollar Bill, his organ. We attended also. I don't know if he was able to technically put it up to get some of his past presentations. So the comrade, I know no sound. Damn. Okay, one second. Y'all forgive. Hold on a second. If y'all forgive me. Okay. Y'all forgive me. I want you to hear y'all. Most importantly, we back set. Give us who your cousin is. PC, who got is Chamberlain, your son.
PC,
who want to jump in with his post? Give us a little back.
I just want to say this.
First, before we talk about what he's dealing with right now, who is he? And, you know, so what area y'all located in? And then we're going to go into what he's dealing with. Then we're going to talk about how we can assist. So give us a little background. We touched on it last week, but again, for those who may have not been tuning in with us, who is Dollar Bill? Give us a little background. Who is he? You know, age, how old he is, you know what I'm saying, what area, you know what I'm saying, why should his name ring a bell with some people, you know what I'm saying, in that area in particular?
Go on.
You gonna go, Fifi? Go ahead. I'll come after you.
Well, Thielman is from, Dollar Field is from Atlanta, Georgia, Stone Mountain area, and he's around 37, 38, I believe. Mm-hmm. He's my cousin, my first 34. Cousin. 34?
He's 34.
34, I'm sorry. 34 years old, he's my cousin. I just wanted to put out that the paint that their picture is not him at all. He's a nice guy. He's a family-oriented. He loves his family. He have a heart of gold. He put his heart out there to anybody that needs it. And he just, it's just, he's being railroaded, basically. And we just trying to get the word out there that he's not the person that they're painting, that they're painting. So,
Hi, this is Bernita. This is Phil's mother, Philma's mother, and I'm on tonight just to state that my son is a good person. He has did many positive things for the community, but that's not being highlighted. So tonight we want to highlight this. He has did so much. He has fed the hungry. He has did the community for the elderly. When the elderly was out of heat, out of air condition, he marched for and fought for the rights for them to get the elderly homes here in Atlanta in the West End area for them to provide those services to the elderly. In doing so, he was marching and provided water for these elderly. He has also went to the low-income communities for the children, fed the hungry downtown Atlanta. In the low-income communities, he provided food for those in those communities, as well as passing out Christmas gifts for the children. My son has a good heart. He is a good person. And the picture that's been painting of my son is not true. And it's very hurtful. And it's not right, and it's unfair. So this needs to be out there.
Just for clarity, I didn't know we had. We got a brother's mother, his father, and cousin online with us, right? So that was Mama just speaking, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. Okay, right on. Welcome. Okay. I know. Pops, we had you on last week. But if you can't come on again. And I want to make sure y'all be ready. With, you know, saying about I don't want to draw a foregone conclusion. Everybody know that he's locked up right now. But you know, saying I want to make sure y'all be ready. If y'all make sure y'all get some his contact information on standby too when we get to that. But I want to, you know, first, you know, let us know who we're talking about. Then, you know, saying on the, in any relevant court dates, all that. Before we get there, Pops, and his father, anything you want, you know, say, if you want to give us some background,
yes,
too.
This is Philman Chambers' father. My name is Percy Chambers. My son is being railroaded. The thing is, he started out, true enough, he was, a long time ago, he started out being a GD when he was younger. And then he got into, he became more. And then he became, him and Hakeem, and they put together the street groomers. So they went around and they was trying to get the gangs to put down their flags, come together as one, and look out for the old people, the women, and the kids in the neighborhood. He dedicated his whole life to doing this. I know when the politicians started trying to get them to come in and try to donate money to the organization of the street groomers, they refused to accept. They let them know, we'll accept donations to help with the cause, but we are not here to solicit votes to try to get you in office. And they kind of got angry about it during the process. Mm. They kept marching, and the street room was starting to grow, real big here in the city in Atlanta. And also, when the women was getting raped over at the college campus, AU Center, Clark, Morehouse, Spelman over there, they went over and escorted women back and forth from the bus stops to their dorms late in the evening for protection to keep them from being raped and robbed. My son fed the hungry downtown every Thursday. He was really a stand-up guy. He, matter of fact, he got an award for being the most positive influence for the youth in Decatur, part of the metropolitan of Atlanta. He's been, I guess the organization started blowing up so fast they started trying to break it up. And he got accused of murders that he wasn't even there. We had people write up affidavits to bring to court. And first he was indicted in Gwinnett County. One of the persons on the indictment was dead. Two of the other people on the indictment that indicted him worked at the jail. So how can that's automatically was really shouldn't even be there because they didn't have no case. Now they got him locked up in the feds took over this and indicted him and made it look and put this on the news that he's all this, you know, GD gangster, the Terminator, the executioner for the gang and all of this just to get him indicted. They've been lying all kind of ways. They put in the doing this, we've been going back and forth to court for 2.5 years. Almost three now. 2017. Also, they signed him being a Moor, he got to represent himself. They've tried to push lawyers on him, put in there that the lawyer was supposed to be, after he said he can't use them, he didn't want the assistant. They put on record that this woman put in and sent all his paperwork to him because now she's his lawyer and he agreed to it. But after we got the affidavits down there and showed that he couldn't take her, he didn't want her assistant, he represent himself, they write in the newspaper, they put back on record saying, we made a mistake. This paperwork was filed in error. How can you not know who your client is? First of all, and they sending these paperwork, so we got time. If we didn't have somebody else who could stay on top of what they was filing and not answer in 7 days, we would have been stuck, and he would have been straight railroaded. They putting all kind of lies out. They claim they got a paper saying he was the two guys that put their affidavits in saying that. He was not there. They didn't have nothing to do with it. He was not the one. He ain't got nothing to do with the murders. They said we altered the affidavit and filed it on record. How can I change? I can't duplicate somebody's handwriting, and they won't allow it to be put on record. They're going this far. They just took him off of Supermax after we talked to you on the radio last week. They didn't have him on lockdown.
I got the word.
He's going to represent himself. How can he can't have law library, law books, nothing to defend himself with. And you got him on Supermax letting him out once every 3 days to make a call to even talk to his family, more or less go to the library, not even go take a shower for 3 days. But after I got on the radio and talked to y'all, the next day, they bring him out of Supermax.
We're gonna keep on talking. We're gonna keep on exposing. We're gonna shake this fear factor. You know, a lot of times we talk. You know, don't speak about certain things and wait until the court. But the deal is, as Malcolm X said, we ain't gonna lose up our chains. And for those who tuning in with us, y'all on different other social media outlets who just to retouch on it, we got a brother, we're gonna spell his name out for you and also hopefully get his ID number out here. He's in Atlanta, and y'all jump in, let me know if I get something incorrect. But
Initially a state case.
We're going to talk about what they're charged with. But I want to first what we're doing now is doing, a lot of times we are coming in, I told when I have a discussion, especially about our people, we have to do damage control, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying it to say,
And people, when I say damage control, so this system does such a job on us that if we say somebody is locked up, period, the first, if you listen, just listen to people. And be honest with yourself in any case. Be honest with yourself. Your rapid mindset, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Your first mindset that people will go to is, what did you do? So a lot of you can tell somebody, you know, saying that someone was, the police shot your son 56 times, you know what I'm saying, or your nephew, your husband was in Cook County Jail, you know what I'm saying, and he documented, you know what I'm saying, about coronavirus, you know what I'm saying, he was telling you how the people were like literally dying, and they couldn't get no cleaning supplies, and the mindset, black people in particular, what did they do? And so that's why I wanted to come in and come through the door and do damage control, through the door, you know what I'm saying, so again, I asked questions like how old he was. This is to be clear, humanized. Now, if I told you, we had someone call in from the Humane Society, and they was explaining how their friend's German Shepherd dog was being held in a kennel, and he only could get out to communicate, or you know what I'm saying, get washed up or whatever once every 3 days. A lot of people's mindset would go, how are you doing it to this dog? You know, we have to, you know, PETA, the Humane Society, something, we have to deal with this issue. So when we talk about black people, though, a lot of times we have to do damage control. That's such a phenomenal job. And I say phenomenal, kind of like sarcastic, that this system is done with us. So we're trying to rehumanize them. You know what I'm saying? Other communities do not, they respond to a lot of money go there. Like if you, on today's show, today's flyer, the top of the day's flyer, it was a guy, 18, maybe 19, from the Palestinian community. I'm not talking about Palestine. I'm talking about south suburb of Chicago, Oak Lawn. Now people say, well, there will be y'all, I'm going to tie all this in. Oak Lawn, this is an area that when the TV show Cops was first coming out, the police literally were so brazen. And they pulled a white boy over here, a whole bunch of like garbage bags of marijuana. They know they're being filmed on Cops. They say, hey, ain't you Bud's nephew? They said it's on Cops TV show. So, man, go on home to your auntie. This time, the relationship was, I thought they had switched the channel. And we watched an episode of Andy Griffin with Mayberry. The racism. And matter of fact, it's assistant Erica, usually known as Erica Kane and Erica 100. She got locked up in this same area, Oakland. It's at Christ Hospital. Some years ago, we had a campaign over there. But this is the Palestinian child was beat by the dog. Hello?
Yeah, and it's sad. But this is his mother. And what I'm saying, my son is being railroaded. And it's not right. He should be freed because he's being charged with something that he did not do. But this needs to get out here, and the way that at times that he's being treated while he's being incarcerated.
And the way the court system is handling it.
And what's it again?
The way the court system is handling it.
So okay, take us there. Okay, what's the court dates? How they continue? What's the motions legally? Where they saying they with the case? Legally, where they saying the case?
This is his friend. I'm his power of attorney as well. Basically, I've been there since day one dealing with this, and I'm just really like, what is the word? I cannot even fathom how the court system does people like this in my entire life. From taking six weeks to sign his power of attorney paperwork over to me. It don't take 6 weeks to do that. That was just the first thing. Then just lying with evidence. Lying. Their evidence is all lies. Okay? Like, how are you going to say the jail intercepted a handwritten letter, but it's typed in the evidence courtroom? Okay? That's not right.
They put down court dates, and they don't bring him to court, and all of us show up, and that's just so he can say he was put on the calendar, and they never bring him. They was doing this back-to-back.
You said 2 or 3
He's
years.
He's not allowed to defend himself properly.
Hi, this is Thelma's aunt, Mignon, and his uncle, Tony. Can you guys hear us on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, okay. I was hearing you guys, but I could never get in. Finally, they did kind of bring me in, and I hear you guys with conversation. And I kind of like want to talk a little bit about what I think it was his dad when he was saying that when they bring Thelma to court and his family is there to support him, and then they change the court dates, and it makes it very uncomfortable for the family. And, of course, with Thelma, you know, so, you know, I've been knowing Thelma since he was born. He's a good kid. I mean, he's always been very respectful. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, always have been. And, you know, I don't know this person that they're painting to say that, you know, this person that they're saying who he is. I've not ever known him to have that that kind of person. So I do hope that, you know, when we go to court and everything, that it's proven that he's innocent and that, you know, he needs to come home because they've had him for over 3 years, and now all of a sudden they got all this pile of evidence that they are saying that he did this, you know, this horrific crime. You know, this stuff that's just popping up. And so I just, you know, I just want him to come home, and I want him to prove that he's innocent. And I just want him to know, and not our family to know, that, you know, we will stick together to make sure that that happens.
Amen.
So are y'all approaching, is a trial date approaching?
From my understanding, they saying he should come to court again in November, right? But more than likely, like all the other times, they just put him on the calendar so they can keep the system that they got to bring the court every 120 days. They'll put him on the calendar, but won't bring him to court.
What justification was used with the change of venue from a state case to a federal case?
Because they first
the racketeering.
No, they put it down to saying that he ordered these. He wasn't there after he wasn't there. He had these murders done, and then it came up.
I know in Atlanta. Okay, state. No, is that okay? You said good. Okay, now he's been making. Okay, well, I know. Where is Fulton County in regards to this? How far away is that located at, Fulton County?
See, the feds court is down there in Macon, Georgia. They had him in Gwinnett County, Georgia.
The reason I was asking where Fulton County was at, I don't know if y'all familiar with Emmanuel Jamil Alameen from H.Y. Brown?
Yeah, I know him.
He's here in Ultra Max now, and I remember the arbitrary move they had deal with that took him. I think he was in Fulton County Jail, and they had arbitrary without any justification moved him to the federal jail. That was a big issue about that too, because Emmanuel Jamil Alameen. That's what I'm saying. I know he was charged in Fulton County.
Same thing. It was charged in Gwinnett County, and what they did was, they messed around and let us sign his securities bond, which supposed to got him made. They supposed to have released him, but they booked on.
What's the name of the bond again?
Securities bond. Yeah.
Okay.
He signed.
I think from the gang charges.
So once the bonds were signed, he's supposed to be released within 72 hours. They pulled it off. So in order for them, the feds, to pick it up, they came and got my nephew and the two other guys to come go before the grand jury or the federal courts The next morning, they came and borrowed a piece of paper and told my nephew he better be there the next morning. They took a statement from me off of the wiretap, whatever, and said that when I told it, boy, the folks out there that had you on TV, they looking for you as a person of interest. I said, you be careful, boy. You might have to leave the country and change your name, boy, the way they, because they killing. Police ain't asking questions. They killing folks. They love out the killing folks part, and you said you might need, you need to change and leave the country. They use that in the state. They use that for the indictment jury. They also use something that they used another statement that he told my cousin, tell the folks to get rid of the, clean up the
trash.
Yeah, and he was talking about because they were looking for him with the clothes he had on and the vehicle was here in the city, they thought we'd get rid of the clothes. They said they made it sound like put it to the grand jury that he was telling the folks to get rid of the bodies. Mm-hmm. He ain't even communicated with the folks. But that was how they got the grand jury to go on and try to get him indicted by the feds. You know, they had 26 people, 16 got to have to indict. So they went
through it. You probably asked this already, but I just want to ask again. Was there a motion put forward, like the motion for bond, like the call from the receiver bond and when he was transferred to the feds jail?
Yes.
At the bond hearing, the judge, while he was trying to tell him he couldn't use their lawyer, they was trying to say, do you want to use a lawyer? That's when they presented this paper saying, we captured a paper, a mail he sent out, and he had X's by these people's names, saying that they worked for the Fed, and he was going to have some, don't fuck with them, have something did to them. And the letter was typed. How you get a typewriter in Gwinnett County Jail? And the judge wouldn't listen to nothing. The judge was told my son, him being a Moor and stuff is gibberish.
This may be a question for legal right here. This question, is it possible we could do? I mean, like I know it's closing in for trial, whatever. Like they're looking in November, but can a motion of some sort of petition drive? Like, I mean, that's the petition drive you guys to the people. On the ground. But can a motion be resubmitted?
Okay, I got your answer. By him being a Moor and going under treaty, he's not under their jurisdiction anyway. So by him being a Moor and he ain't under their jurisdiction, he can't use their lawyers. No, that's one thing. And the other part is they trying to get him to mess up his chances because they give him diplomatic status being a Moor. So they trying to get him, they trying to pull all kind of things to make him accept the lawyer, accept fingerprint, he trying to make him do that to get them back into the system of the government. So by him being a Moor and doing a standing on his square, they trying to trick him into doing something that would allow them to fall up under their system instead of the treaty, which is what he's going on. And they have sent in all the paperwork we try to send in, like they put on the TV and put this here, made this news brief on him. And so every time he do something, we got so many days to answer. And we go, so the answer, we were going into the Constitution with his truth, his affidavit showing his truth. They put us on hold and put us on hold and put us on hold. But the paper, but we got proof that we sent the paperwork, and you just told us you were going to give us a price. So them doing the things that they are doing, they're trying to do everything to come back what he do. And they're trying to fall up under their jurisdiction instead of treaty. And it's really, it ain't, he's not getting due process, first of all. That's the biggest part of it. If he get due, he can't even have, he can get no law books to read, no law books. He, how can he be tried amongst his peers when there ain't going to be no Moors in the jury box? You see, you understand what I'm saying? You got all these people from this side of the fence, but nobody on the, no Moors or nothing that I can go before and get the truth brought out fairly. So you tear down everything that he stands for and live for and stand on. He's, everything about him proves that he's been a activist. He's an activist, period. He ain't did nothing but fight for women, kids, and old people and try to get the gangs to, he had the gangs march with him. The gangs, that's where the big problem come in. All the gangs were coming together, tying their flags together, not fighting, marching to help the community. His slogan most of the time on everything he over him when he doing speeches, business over bullying. Business over bullets. He preaches it like a. That's what he stands for and stand on. He's not out here to commit violence. None of the other stuff. He's here. Let's put business before bullets. Time to put the guns down. Time to do come together as a business and take care of our community. That's what he tried. That's what he tried to instill in. And the young people had to start coming together and marching in the Bluff. Everybody know what the Bluff is in Atlanta. The roughest drug addict.
That's the heart of the hood over there, the Bluff, right? Yeah, I've been to the Bluff.
That's the capital of the hood. He marched in the Bluff regularly. And the gang members would put their flags out. You got Bluff, Crip,
give us some more.
You got all these gangs hugging each other, walking down the street, holding hands. And that's a threat to the system. That's killing their pocketbooks. That's where the problem really come out, because it's hurting their pockets. When you got the gang stop,
when they see somebody doing
when the gang stop fighting and start coming together as one, that's a threat to their society. And it ain't about color. It's about money. It ain't about it ain't just about color. It's about the money. And that's the bottom line of the whole thing. Really get to the nitty gritty of everything. When you got the gang stop fighting each other and killing each other and doing this, it hurt their pockets and kills their prison system. It keeps a lot of black men up out of jail because they're not fighting anymore. That's where it all comes down to. And the street groomers,
I know there are no ideal situations in there. I mean, could you give us like what sort of conditions are he dealing with now, and anything we need to call and bring attention to? Like are there concerns? I mean, y'all gave us some background on the harassment that he was subject to on the outside in the streets. What type, anything in harassment? I mean, we were just being there alone is harassment.
I got
is there anything particular?
We have just now been able to get, they are moving from Gwinnett County Jail to this here Gray Georgia Jail. Time we put some money on his books, try to get the phone calls in. We can't get emails to him right now. How can Mama D, who's been a great assistant and knows how to make sure things go in place. Has been helping and making sure everything go properly. How can we get him information when you won't allow him to have no emails? He is blocked. Everybody else can get emails and visits in the jail. but him. It just, how can he defend? You can't have, he can't have no law books. He can't get no. They'll take a picture of a piece of mail and send it to him. But you can't send nothing in there to help him, assist him. If Mama is the Lord's Edie, I'm getting that name tripping over my tongue because I call her Mama D so much. But when she is his first runner, which is supposed to be just like a legal advisor, you let her visit for three times and then you cut her off from visiting. She got all the paperwork from Morocco and everything showing that she definitely qualifies to be his first runner. You stop all mail. She can't. When he tried to call her, her phone call would not never go through. We can't. Mm. Don't support a two-way. Every blue moon they'll do that just so they can listen in.
And this is his mother, Bernita, and that's what I had mentioned as well one time when we had gone to court, is that he's not getting due process. And that we had gone down to leave paperwork down at the jail, as well as his legal counsel, his front runner. And as his dad just mentioned, she has been visiting him and advising him, but then they stopped her from coming there. So I inquired about why did that happen. He's not getting due process. And that's not right. That's not fair.
So if you can't try to spell his name out, and we can encourage you, like even we have a program we refer to as the One Prisoner, One Contact. And that's like, you know, just even – you know, not just for the morale, you know, keeping morale, but also in particular the security question, because they, many cases, like you know, you mentioned, they, after we had the show last week, he was, you know, released out of isolation. We, you know, also they study who receives mail. And I usually draw the analogy to like Nazi Germany. They say some of the first victims in the gas chamber under Hitler was Hitler was those who did not receive any mail. So they study that, they track that, you know what I'm saying? I know myself, and I was Catholic, you know, if you're rolling my security.
Right.
So we can
I just three-way to you in
holiday. Information.
All right.
Excuse me, say it again. So it's somebody says now.
I just
had
more than call email on the phone, too.
Who was that? Who just joined us? Who was that just joined us?
Archie Bates.
Yeah.
Come on. Are you on now? You can say something.
Oh,
welcome, brother. You've been listening in. You want to add? Yes, we can add. Feel free to add. I want somebody also to make sure they spell his name. An ID number, and we use that, you know what I'm saying, we can encourage people. We have a program called One Prisoner, One Contact. And that's where, you know, people can correspond and let us, not just for the support for the morale, but also the security question. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, they study who has, you know, so who's getting, you know, our correspondence. Because, like, in Illinois prisons right now today, I said a number of cases. There are prisoners who have been dead over 15 years, but the state is still getting paid for them. And it's commendable that this one I was trying to make accentuate with the fact that his cousin, his niece, his mother, his father, people steady calling in. You know what I'm saying? It's like a family reunion for him. Calling in right, you know, right now. So and so I know people listen. That's how a lot of you look at certain people you don't know. Say, damn, who is this? You got some cats out here. You know, you got a background check, a reference. Not people want to relate to it, but this it's family members are they continuously calling in. Again, they continuously calling in. So we want to make sure put those such a name and the ID numbers so people can engage in one person, one contact. But I don't know, someone else just joined in with us now, so feel free to tap in. But also, again, I want to reiterate, if you can, you know, put your ID, put the say this number, if you're comfortable with that, his ID number and everything, put it up, please.
I was going to try to find that. This Hardy Bay, this is one of the Moors, and he can explain more about how the situation's supposed to go with him with the, being a diplomat and going on the treaty, how it's different from, and he's not under their jurisdiction, and how he's fighting it that way, and he cannot have a lawyer. He's been in the fight for the couple of years also, but he's a Moor also, so he can give a better insight on being a Moor, how he's supposed to be did, why they wouldn't, when they get assigned a security bond, he was there. He's supposed to have been released. They did it as it was an error on their part, but they still didn't stand up to him.
And
yeah.
Pete, a nephew,
Rail's
trying to get in as well.
Hardy Bay?
Yes.
More family members. He has other family members trying to call him in?
Yeah.
Yes, I had a nephew trying to call in.
This is his
nephew.
Free them
all, Brother Chairman. Actually, there are about 9 family members on the line right now.
Some family,
Okay, listen. Sometimes you get to meet people or know people through indirectly. You know what I'm saying? You get to know. You know what I'm saying? Through their relationships or who they dealt with. Again, this is there's immediate family. You know what I'm saying? An outside family was there calling in, talking the impact he had on people's lives, so on and so forth. Yeah, but they usually, like, you go to court, you're supposed to have this, what they call credible references, you know, and this alone, you know what I'm saying, this when you're talking about you going for bond, or you going for, you know, just for releases, you know what I'm saying, the impact, and you know what I'm saying, and no one can deny the need in all of our respective communities. I know a lot of times we hear about Atlanta, we automatically think, oh yeah, Atlanta, party place, so on and so forth. There's some videos going out about Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, some of the behind the scenes about some of the conditions. Because some people may say, why would they have a problem, or how he's feeding people, so on and so forth. But no, none of our communities, you know what I'm saying, can really afford the quote-unquote luxury, you know what I'm saying, to miss any assets. Again, miss any assets. Saddam Hussein, when they were first under attack by U.S., his first thing was release the prisoners. So we want to encourage people, again, when this ID number is put up there, if you follow this case, you assist with putting the word out, so on and so forth. This is impromptu. I mean, we did tell the family didn't call in this week, but, I mean, this nephews, they calling in back-to-back, so I want y'all to pay close attention to this. And it's important. We cannot be, you know, individualized, you know what I'm saying? Again, we said the people's pain reflects. So welcome. The nephew just joined us. I think you said someone else is on there too, but feel free to tap in and whatever, you know, input you want to give us on that. And while you're getting prepared, I'm going to some of these comments, no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? People are listening to political prisoners, you know what I'm saying? I mean, back to back, all, you know what I'm saying? This is unfortunately, this is a conversation, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely in Atlanta, who's he got a whole list and just put out, you know, Dr. Matuta Shakur, Mr. Matt Hoover, New York, Grandma J, okay, yeah, we're all. I didn't drop that in the chat. Yeah, tell the names out for me all the way, and if you can, from Grandma J, Mr. Hoover, if y'all can also put some of them names the one person one contact, so people can their names, ID numbers, where they at, because people say, well, I don't know, we have a host of prisons you can choose from, you know what I'm saying, the one person one contact. With that being said, welcome and go ahead. If next you want to come in, someone else you just mentioned, they want to add any more information, I can't say enough about that contact information, y'all, because, again, don't take for granted. that your loved ones, you know what I'm saying, that the people are being treated humanely. Okay, Grandma Jay, okay, you can put this contact up there also. Ozone, okay, you steady coming up. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, these listicles only on, but fortunately, these names are being put out there. So put the contact, you know what I'm saying, people can see what it corresponds with and spike. This goes on and on with it, you know what I'm saying? Free them all. I know there's a campaign by Dr. Tusha Cool about the compassion release. There's a campaign going on with that right now about the intensified cancer. You know what I'm saying? He's subjected to, though. The post posted up there. But back, okay, we tag came in. So go welcome, Dr. Bill. I think some more family members just touched on, so feel free to touch in. And again, if you can't say that, the name, ID number, and where he's at, so if you can't post that post, please.
I want to say good night to everybody. Ma, this Jared. Pops, what's up?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome. Hey, welcome.
This Jared. He used to feel like a little brother. He worked in a computer store with me, helped me run my computer store and music studio in Lithonia.
Yeah, how you right? Hey,
welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
So
okay,
I'm just checking in.
Hi, Jared.
We appreciate you calling
in. I appreciate y'all allowing me to come in. I just wanted to say something on behalf of Phil because sometimes good people get lost, and it's because of what they can do and the progression that they're making out here. You know, I met Phil was around me when he was 17, 18 years old. And, you know, he helped me run my store, you know, to the point where he had keys. He's trustworthy, you know, and he's a good guy. I mean, we speak almost every week. I'm out here in the Virgin Islands and I can't take it because I miss him dearly. You know what I'm saying? He's like my little brother, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's sad to hear what's going on and how he's getting railroaded. And, you know, I know because I've been railroaded in Georgia, too. I'm still going through stuff that, you know, a case that I had in 2006 that's lingering and it's still affecting my life now just because of how they handle paperwork and how they try to railroad you and keep stuff up there to mess with your life or to try to bring up some in case you get in trouble later, you know.
Hey, Jeremy, I need you to even you just mentioned about the cases in Georgia. A lot of people get the impression, or they hear about Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You know this whole, you know, like it's, you know, everything is lovely. You know, it's one side, everything is beautiful. But you give us another side to this here. You know what I'm saying? It's something that people talk about, the whole thing about, you know, people being locked up and what's going on the underbelly, you know, what's happening here. Like, even people, I mean, a lot of people be shocked to hear about, you know, people have a homeless in Atlanta. So, I mean, we appreciate y'all giving us the underbelly. Because it's like, I was watching the TV show the other day, right? It was called Brotherhood. It's a series called Brotherhood. And as soon as I saw it, I knew it was in Brazil. As soon as I said Brazil, I knew about the favelas and the conditions there. And I say, when people I think about Brazil, they think about the party, you know, the women, you know, so on and so forth. But I said, it's the underbelly, the condition we got to deal with. It's important this comes out. So, I mean, that's when we got to do damage control again. Because I think as soon as they hear Atlanta, they say, oh, yeah, man, you know, talking about the Freaknik, the party, the rap music, and people are being locked up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that this is a necessary conversation we have to have about this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad we have
what's going on. People get confused of Atlanta being a black city and don't understand that the background is still racist. So just because there's a lot of black people in one area does not take away from the racist structure that that's implemented. You know what I'm saying? So it's still keeping us in a fishbowl, and we're still operating under their laws. They don't have anything conditioned for us. So what they do is they take that paperwork, and let's say you got three charges. Let's say you beat two of them. They keep one in limbo. You know what I'm saying? They tuck that one away, hoping that you get in trouble later.
Say it again with the three charges. Say it again, Jared. Say it again.
The district attorney, it's a game that they play. They normally, like, they keep a charge. And, you know, I could speak on Phil firsthand because we've been through this.
Yeah.
He had a charge which he was innocent, but they kept it. They kept it open, waiting for him to get in trouble. And every time he got locked up, I said, Phil, they're going to bring up that old charge on you right about now. You're getting in trouble too much.
Yeah.
They just waiting for you to paint the picture. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to paint that picture that you're a habitual criminal. But it's set up for you to fail.
Yeah.
And what they do is they hold those
on,
over your head,
come on, man.
Innocent or you not.
Come on, man.
Until you proven guilty. So if you innocent, you shouldn't be painting a public picture of someone that they guilty. Because what happens is you have
this sets the stage but not just like a reactionary that's coming through the charge and pulled you over, but like a long range, we call it like a protracted attack. Like you said, hit you with a charge and let
he's
it.
He's been
sit.
A
you
target
like,
of
like,
the state
it's
for years.
It's,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. He's been a target.
I think
years.
It's called Nolly Process in Illinois, Cook County. Nolly Process, N-O-L-L-E Process. And you might think that you beat the case, but then the system. It's kind of like the coronavirus. It may sit dormant
and trigger back into you, right? Yeah.
I need the background noise cut out. Work with me, Jared. I'm trying to. Are you still there?
I'm listening to you. Yeah,
Jared,
I'm with you. Yeah,
no, no, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
So you.
No,
so
I was.
They
were.
So
this.
So
enemy of the state and what they're
doing. They've been doing it for a while with him, right?
Is illegal because naturally in America the whole thing of the judicial system is that you're innocent until proven guilty. So if we're gonna have a trial by his peers and you're already painting the picture that he's guilty before you even have a trial, then what you doing? That's already the automatic railroads. You know what I'm saying? So you're out here putting out all this information that hasn't been proven in a court and accusing him of things that you're saying. You're not accusing, you're saying that he did it. It's not allegedly. Allegedly is a false word because once you paint that picture of them all up there in shackles, mugshots and all of that, and they this and that, and they running this and they doing this and they doing that, then you already paint the picture that they're guilty. So ain't no way he's going to get a fair trial when you're going to get somebody that watch the news on his jury. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like the whole thing is set up for them to fail. And he's been a target, so they're trying to keep him in a net that they casted. You know what I'm saying? And they throw the net out. And, okay,
back,
he's in.
How far back you think, Jerry? How far back do your memory serve you? You think that they've been coming at him like the, you know, even if he says, and I got a real issue with that term, beat the case. I think we beat the case.
He's been a target since he was 17.
He's
been a target since he was 17, maybe before that. He's probably been probably before
at least 17. He's 34 years old.
Exactly. So you say half
now.
His life.
You say
half his
least,
life.
Yeah.
Half
yeah.
his life.
Dig that.
You know what I'm saying?
Dig that. Dig that.
And that's like living in prison. That's like living in prison even though you're free, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing you loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people hear, I got probation I'm on parole, and you said, like you said, you, and like a lot of people be locked up, they'll say, they'll be it out. You know what I'm saying? They say, like, you got to do 4 more years on parole. They would say, no, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to play no games with them. I'm going to do the time in prison as opposed to going back out there, you know what I'm saying, where they can set you up for another case. Like, it's, these are some of the cases, that, like, even you out on bond. It's another case. If you're out on bond, they charge you another case. That's a case called violent. Say you're out on bond for a gun case. You get a bond, you catch another case, you have a violation of bail bond. And you may beat the case, you're on parole. You have a violation of parole. And so that in itself is another case. You know what I'm saying? So as you just reiterate what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to you. It's a setup.
You could jaywalk and violate your parole. You could jaywalk and violate your parole. It's to their discretion. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, as far as my brother's case, I mean, really, I just feel like when you want somebody, you're going to pull out all the stops. If that means intimidating people, coercing people to say something, to lie, you fight an uphill battle. You know what I'm saying? Because from what I see, for all these years, and he ain't went to trial, they don't got a case. If you had a case, you would have already brought him up. You don't got no case.
Yeah.
So that just leads me to believe that he's a bigger target than we might even know, because they're gonna go. They're willing to go through all of these stuff and lies and like the guy said earlier. He signed it. They signed his bond. They still didn't release him. So they willing to break their own rules to keep him in there. That's just to show you how big of a target he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why we need to bring him in, because he's more useful to us outside than he is in there. That's why they're trying to keep him in there. He got a light. Phil got a light in him. Anybody that know him knows this. His heart is bigger than Georgia itself. He don't need to be in there. That's why they're trying to suppress him. You know what I'm saying?
Is this for you, Jared? This for family, mother, father, anybody? For those who had the fortune to see him or come in contact with him directly, is there some footage or something that people can hear him? Like, is there something on social media or past event that you can y'all can direct people to go look at so people can get visualized right now. Him?
Hey, excuse me. You can talk to Phil right now. I got him online. Hello.
How do the young people say left?
I say Phil is on the line right now. He's in.
Yes, sir. Come on with you. Come on. Come on.
Peace and blessings, family. I want to thank everybody for coming on the line today.
You're welcome, son.
I'll jump right in. I was listening, and you're right. You know, you're absolutely right. When they want somebody, you know, all the apparatuses of global white supremacy will come out. You know, and when I say that, I'm talking about classism, and not a descriptive adjective. I'm not the only one going through this journey. You know, there's millions of people who are going through this. My brother Jared, man, you know, he's been like a mentor, a big brother to me since I was released on bond. The first time I really had to face some things, you know, going through the system that, you know, many before me and many after me going to have to go through. And what I decided to do, you know, I decided to stand for my people, and I did it publicly before I decided to step back from politics, you know, even though we know that everything, you know, that get done, it's political in itself, but I decided to step away from the politics for my own reasons, you know. But when I was involved with politics, I co-founded with Harun Wakil, who we call a being gay, you know, and I want to say rest in peace to him. I co-founded Street Groomers, you know, and I was on a tirade, you know, basically just upset and standing for my people and doing what all that I could do. And I see now how doing things like that can get you in more trouble than you could if you were doing something wrong. Unfortunately, you know, all don't go forgiving. You know, everybody don't have that empathetic gene in them. And all don't go forgiving when you stand for your people. Now, I'm unapologetic about it. I'm unapologetic about standing for my people. I'm unapologetic about every action that I take, you know. And Sister Daphne, you know, took me under a wing, and, you know, gave me to unleash my voice, you know. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that for a good amount of time. And I see, you know, a lot of things that we were speaking on, a lot of people that we were listening to. I see, you know, how things are happening. You know, the things that we were talking about. Plenty of people who've done this. You know, and my whole thing is, you know, to uplift, you know, humanity that fails. You know, and that's my whole. You know, I truly believe that's my personal mission in life, and that's what I set out to do. No matter where I am, you know, I'm gonna better myself. No matter where I am, and I'm gonna fight this, and I'm gonna stand on this whole thing. You know, everything that's been thrown against me, all the things that they've done, a lot of things I had no idea how they did, the way that they corrupted this whole situation with this whole case. How they threatened people and told them to say certain things and told them what they were going to say, you know, and told them what to say and what not to say and stuff like that. It's a lot of things that came out. You know, I met someone who actually was doing these things with me, you know, in the community. We did a lot of good things. And when all of this happened, you know, he broke his head and he spoke out of his own mouth, you know, the things that they told him to say, you know, saying about me. But, you know, not to go into deep detail about that, we just know the corruption. You know, this ain't just happening. We just, you know, on the news, I was watching them, they threw a young sister out the back of a police car. You know, if I'd have been out here, you know, in the days of me being in politics, we'd have been out there in the street about 600 deep. But, you know, screaming to the top of our lungs, you know, what we want. But, you know, sometimes we got to put ourselves in the positions to demand the freedom that we need. We got to fight for these human rights before we start fighting for civil rights. And a lot of things, you know, they don't give us that civil because they don't even see us as human. They have a codified and under the color black codes. They got us under these things and they forced us under these things. You know, nothing really changed. You know, it's the only thing that changed is the way they do it. So what we got to do, you know, we got to look in the mirror, and, you know, and see ourselves. You know, we got to come out that dark room that we in. And we got, you know, only way we'll do that, you know what I'm saying, it don't got to be, you know, everybody always think, you know, it got to be a leader, or it always got to be, you know, everybody to come together. All we got to do is come together in ourselves, you know, and I will be one, you know, eventually, you know what I'm saying, and we will restore what was once destroyed, what was once built, it was destroyed to be restored. Once order restored, nothing else can stand against it. Everything is going to come in its time anyway. The universe is there. Everything happens on its time, and nothing can stop that, you know. So I say that, you know, in words of encouragement. I haven't been wasting a day. I ain't been wasting an hour since I've been back here. Right now, I'm in. I've been transferred. I've been moved around a lot. Especially, you know, the more I start speaking, I wouldn't be surprised if I get moved around again. But I've been moved around a lot past month. You know, maybe three times. And it is a lot of footage. You know, maybe not a lot of stuff. You know, because a lot of times I did stuff. But I heard
this call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Was it things out there? A lot of times I didn't call for the cameras to
family,
come out.
Family, you can speak to them before the line hangs up. Family.
They need your ID number, Phil.
My ID number? Okay. Yeah. It's 137-525. A lot of times it was 137-525. A lot of times we didn't do stuff that we didn't align the organization we started with the government to get them inside of what we were doing. We were doing this specifically for our people, for the people. We didn't call for cameras to come. We didn't call for, you know, it just happened. You know, naturally it happened. Like, you know, we might have came to the city hall. We might have visited the city halls in the way that we visit. You know, we just ran in there. And news came. Or downtown Decatur, we might have just out there in the middle of the street. It just happened to be so many of us that, you know, the news came. But we didn't call for the cameras.
This call will be terminated in
call,
1 minute.
Call me right back, Phil.
All right. Peace and blessings to all. You know, I don't want to take up all the time. I love y'all all.
Love you too, son.
I ain't get your name, but who's the host on the show?
This is Chairman Fred, have to join you, brother, man. Hey, it's my love and my respect to you and the rest of those who are held captive. I'm a former political prisoner. This is Chairman, again, this is Chairman Fred. Join you, man. We every week, man. We host, man. You talk to people on the world, international, man. We hearing you. We get the updates. We putting the word out there to the people, man. So we here for you, man. So again, this is Chairman Fred, have to join you, brother.
We love you, Phil. Thank you.
I love you, son.
I love you, too. Peace. Keep your head up. Keep your head up, brother. Keep your head up, brother. We live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can't make this up, y'all. We are live and direct on Fremont Radio. We were requesting some footage of some people can hear him themselves. And Lord, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like literally, you know, we need to hear him direct. You know what I'm saying? To see if we can find some old clips of him speaking. You know what I'm saying? We man, this
already
sent
on in.
Man, this is him direct. That was him directly giving in real time. You know what I'm saying? He talked. You know, and I want to accentuate something. We're talking about his conditions. In many cases, those who are held captive, you know what I'm saying? Man, while the attention was talking his case, he's talking about how this is common. What's going on with so many others who are held captive there? And yeah, I just want to point that out, y'all. You know, so again, he gave the ID number. So make sure we want someone can repost that up.
His ID number is 137525. His ID number is 137525.
And to his family, we thank y'all. You know, so we know. I mean, you point out earlier like the problems that he goes through.
I sent videos of his march already to Miss Daphne.
Okay, right on. And we know that's precious time, you know what I'm saying, to be able to hear him, to be able to communicate with him. We appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, again, for allowing people from all, again, we got listeners from Ghana and Africa, you know what I'm saying, from other concentration camps, you know what I'm saying, it's inspirational, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, you know what I'm saying, to have people speak for themselves. And again, we know this is as precious moments for y'all to be able to talk to him, you know, directly. And we appreciate this. I hope y'all understand, listeners on Instagram all over the world. This is him speaking for himself. You know what I'm saying? And again, in those few minutes, you know what I'm saying, telling you about, man, this is not only what's happening to those who have behind those walls, y'all. We got to expose these contradictions, you dig? You know what I'm saying? So, again, you got an ID number. So if you can post, spell out his name and also where he's at so people can try and repost that. And, the corresponding him also with one person, one contact.
Do I need to post that? You can contact me anytime. So I'll post.
So the comrade, can you ask my poster right now while we got listening in? Are you on somewhere now, on Instagram somewhere, or they can type it in while you know what I'm saying, we got people listening in right now. They're tapping in right now as we speak. And I want to seize the time with this audience. If somebody can to the comrade, make sure we get Daphne. Make sure you get
somewhere.
Will you
post somewhere,
somehow.
That chair?
Anywhere, are you on Facebook?
Bacon County Sheriff.
You on Facebook?
He's in Macon County Sheriff's right Office.
Okay, yeah, we had it.
Somebody type this in.
Macon, Georgia. No, it's in Jackson, Georgia. It's Macon County Sheriff's Office.
Somebody type this in.
Let me pull that up. I'm going to get it right to you right now, man. Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Jackson County.
Yeah.
Send it to Sister Tanya.
Hey, I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah. Put it on your Instagram.
Okay, so everybody look at my. Okay, here it comes. So y'all, Instagram. And Lil Bell, you know what I'm saying, post it up. Y'all listen on Instagram. Somebody post it up here on StreamYard. Post up on Facebook, on TikTok, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? The contact. One person, one contact. So we post, there you go right there. There you go. Jackson, okay, there you go. I see the post up now on Instagram. We get it, you know what I'm saying? That one prison, one contact is imperative for a number of reasons, y'all. Again, for the security question and also the morale question in particular. The security question and the morale question in particular. The security question, because, again, you can't
put
take
my name down.
Get your loved ones alive and now.
I need a contact.
Listen, so, y'all, it's being posted right now. I want to get it posted. Make sure we tag it or whatever. Repost it on the TikTok or whatever. Put it in the form of a meme. What's his name? ID number. The meme. Yeah. And the youngsters in particular. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Get it. Throw some life to it. Take it. Do little. You know what I'm saying? Make it a challenge. You know what I'm saying? The one person, one contact challenge. It's a big thing they have on TikTok. They got a thing going on TikTok right now talking about how to breaking people's cars, take the car charger and get in a Kia, a Toyota car. It's a big thing. It's a challenge here. The ice bucket challenge. They have all these challenges. We want to put the one person, one contact challenge. We challenge you. Who, you know what I'm saying? The one person, one contact. You know what I'm saying? How many? You come back with about who can show? They got the challenge. They put all the money on the floor. They got $100 bills spread out in letters. We want the one person, one contact challenge. We want you to put up challenges. Show letters coming in. Return letters from Dr. Matula Shakur. You imagine what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Mumia Abu Jamal. You know what I'm saying? Dollar Bill, your cousin, your sister. The one prison, one contact challenge. You know what I'm saying? Those letters, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to all that money laying on the floor. You know what I'm saying? All those envelopes, those mails. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want your address put out there in public, get a P.O. box. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Whoever doing it, put 873 Rochelle Drive. 30310 Atlanta. Send it to my house.
Spell it. Okay.
873 Rochelle Drive.
Type that in.
Atlanta, Georgia.
873 Rochelle Drive.
Atlanta, Georgia. 30310. I'll take them to court with me.
Show you right.
I'll be there.
Get a his pops here taking the court with him. Walk up in there, join like talking about some Santa Claus.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Fail,
Ryan.
Say that again. 873 Rochelle Drive. 30310, Atlanta, Georgia.
They might cut us off in two more minutes. Y'all always welcome. We thank y'all. We are always welcome to come back on these airwaves. You know what I'm saying? Always welcome back. Y'all make sure you get that one prison, one contact. You know what I'm saying? That one prison, one contact. You know, That's a new.
I'd like to come back before they go. If I get a court date, I'll make sure we come back so we can get all these people to show up in court with us.
You get that court date, you let us know. You keep us going. You keep us posted what's going on. We got people all over tapping in with us. I'm talking about from other concentration camps. You know what I'm saying? Streets. You know, so you name it. My brother just tapped in with that man. Hey, man. Cold Heart, Crucial Conflict, a power to people, man. Love you, brother. He just tapped in with listen. When we put this word out, we're not just talking about in the so-called conscious cliques. We talking about the barbershops, the pool halls, the streets, all venues. You know what I'm saying? Again, one person, that's a challenge. You say have all the money on the floor. We want give us a challenge. We want them. How many letters you got returned back from prison? How many letters you sent off to the Mumia Abu Jamal, the Linda Peltiers, the Dr. Matula Shakur? You know what I'm saying? Your cousin, sister, the sister down the street, so on and so forth, y'all. So free them all. Also, y'all put the word out tomorrow, 12:00. We're gonna be at the Hampton House. We're gonna be breaking ground again for the Hampton House Garden again. Yeah, we know it's getting late in the year. Again tomorrow, listen, breaking the Hampton House Garden. August 30th, we need y'all on deck for the Chairman Fred Streets Party, y'all. Again, making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all repost this. We share it. You know what I'm saying? You'll put up the address, you know what I'm saying, but the cases is going down. This ain't just no Black History Month thing. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just, August. You know, go check out them dates I gave y'all. What happened August 7, 1970? What happened August 21st, 1971? These are dates that we should know. You know what I'm saying? Sticking the minds and hearts. So it's being our DNA. It's a movie I recommend y'all go check out. I'm going to do these movie reviews, too, called Brotherhood. It's on Netflix. The series called Brotherhood on Netflix. Go check it out. We're going to do some commentary on it, too, though. Hey, keep y'all heads up, y'all eyes open, y'all fists clenched, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We'll respect love. It's an honor to serve the people, y'all. The what's it called? Free them all. Look at that list of names. It's a whole list of names that they put up here. Whole list of names. Pick one. One person, one contact, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep your heads up, your eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Same time, same station. We thank y'all for
thank you for letting us to come on.
His auntie, his mama, his cousin, his daddy, everybody. Man, we got these puppies at the Hampton House called the Hampton House Puppies. You know what I'm saying? And the guy came back. He said, "Man, I need to see the mother. I need to see the father. I need to see what type of puppy." I said, "What type of puppy I'm gonna get?" I said, "You need." And he said, "It tells you." He said, "You give me these puppies." I said, "I got the cane Corsa daddy and get a German Rottweiler mama." He said, "I need to see the mom and daddy." I said, "Why you need to see both of them?" He said, "Tell me what type of puppy I'm dealing with, man. I need those certain things. I need to." He said, "Okay, the cane Corsa, they nails be gone. I need to know this here. You can tell a lot about people. You can tell a lot about his brother, his family, the mama, daddy, every auntie, cousins calling in. You say, oh, you, I don't know this, but I ain't know. You say, I don't know him. So what you got people, the testimony, you know what I'm saying, just then. That tells you a lot about a person. You know what I'm saying? Look at the people. Then if that wasn't enough for you, we requested some old footage or some audio of him speaking. If that didn't suffice for you, he himself calls in. And he said a lot of things. But I want to reiterate what he said, something in particular he said. He said, "This ain't just happening to me." A lot of times people will be subjected when they get the opportunity, something, the spotlight gets on them. You know, they hold English, you can hear them. They sound like the guy Scarface in the movie Tony Montana and Scarface. Me. He was saying he sees the time. He talking about other people, y'all. Hey, sees the time, man. Get some correspondence to this brother, y'all. Keep your heads up, eyes on the fist, because I want to call free them all. See y'all tomorrow at the Hampton House, 12:00 noon. So come here, take us
all out. Right. Thank you for allowing us to come on. Thank you, Daphne.
You're going to be busting your fist against a stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is. Don't doubt. Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fists. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all,
but it's white man's world.
This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitches. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night. Locked down and quiet, if
brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his vest, shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him if they have him for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, just suck, check yourself. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Direction and a blink of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not going wild, why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for the cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation. Never that.
And it's white man's world. They can't stop us. We've been here all this time. No matter what they say about us being extinct, about us being endangered species, we ain't never gonna leave this. We ain't never gonna walk off this planet unless y'all use your brain. It ain't them that's killing us, it's us that's killing us. It ain't them that's knocking us off, it's us that's knocking us off. I'm telling you, better watch it or be a victim. Be a victim in this white man's world.
All the real OGs, the seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.